you need to know. Here's what we think about what you need to know. And then there's the wild card of what you think about what you need to know. 888-302-3684 is the way for you to arrive on our doorstep in terms of thought. Or you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. Or by golly, you can email us. All that exciting opportunity to connect. Email Doug at DougStephan.com, because that's me, or Ken at KenKessler.com. Actually, there is. Don't you have an email address that's like that? People can do it. Ken at DougStephan.com is probably better for these purposes, but you can never tell what sort of connection people will make. Connections galore here. The polar vortex.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. As a matter of fact, Michael, do me a favor, will you please? See if you can find, I know you can because you're a creative fellow, Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I would like you to find, that's what I want. Thank you. All right. See that? Seek and ye shall find. All right, remember that. So anytime I do da-da-da-dun, you can do it better with the official da-da-da-dun. All right, so the polar vortex, pounding about half of the United States, although you'll all be happy to know it'll be over today, at least temporarily anyway. New York City, or as my daughter used to call it when she was a young whippersnapper, U-Nork City, record-breaking 4 degrees yesterday at the height of the day, middle of the day. It was 4 degrees in Central Park. Coldest there since 1896. In fact, pretty much every state, a corner of it, at least one place in all of our states had at least a reading of below freezing temperatures in some, not Hawaii, come on, Kenny. Hawaii had a place that was below freezing?
You. That's according to CNN, yeah.
Really? Wow. So what has this brutal weather done for those of you who are traveling? I'm traveling today, flying from the West Coast to the East Coast. By that time, things will be thawed out and it shouldn't be a problem. But, man, has it made a mess of air travel. Thousands. I think yesterday the number was 9,000. 9,000 or more flights canceled, more delayed. People all over the major airports, JFK, people have been sleeping there for days. One guy, I heard a story yesterday about a fellow who was supposed to be going from JFK to New Orleans. He just said, you know what, I'm renting a car. Give me my money back. And the airline has to. The airlines have to give you your money back. They can trade you around. They're all up with this. They're not trying to penalize anybody. Or they aren't if they're smart. You know, if they're not well run, then who knows what happens. 500 people were stranded on 3 different Amtrak trains that froze up, the drifting snow, things like that. So altogether, it looks like 16 people have died because of the cold. Those people who are in the weather business claim the temperatures are going to warm up today, back to normal by this time tomorrow. Whatever normal is, there will be a new normal, though, because these numbers get added into the records, and so they average out here and there. But over, I think it was 1849 when records began, the weather, so-called, whatever the Weather Bureau was at the time. So over that much time, there have been some pretty interesting records, and this is one of them. So what do we have to say about all of this? 888-302-3684. This program, at least this hour of the program, we take a lot of bits and pieces of other talk radio programs to make points, to drive home points about various stories, get different points of view so you can shape your opinions, maybe a little bit more, I guess, from the edumacated side. It's nice to hear different points of view. Here's Nancy Kamen and John Webster talking to Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett about what people ought to be doing to deal with this winter weather.
I know that, we're dealing with people with frozen pipes and, you know, telling them to be prepared by bringing their emergency kit in the car when they go travel.
Well, Well, you called some of them, and, you know, we've spent some time at Pima, and the director at Pima, Glenn Cannon, and I put out an advisory yesterday. One of the things we talked about with frozen pipes, don't use blowtorches. Don't use hair dryers on the pipes because they can cause fires. One of the other things we remind people, oftentimes we'll have people bring generators inside the garage if they have a power loss and run the generators inside the garage. And as you know, that can cause carbon monoxide to go throughout the entire house. So be careful on that. Run the generators on the outside of the house at this point in time. But, you know, we want people to be safe out there. If they have to go outside, dress in layers, cover your face. This is the type of weather that gives people frostbite. And if you've ever experienced frostbite, it's not a lot of fun to have that affect you for a long time thereafter. And I have to say, Pennsylvanians across the entire state, including Northeast PA, seem to be heeding the recommendations of state and county and local authorities about that. We have had some power outages across the state. I think a high at 4 a.m. this morning of about 9,400. The power crews, the various companies are getting out there and reducing that number. I think we're half of that number right now, maybe even less than that at this point in time. So we got 24 hours more to get through this, and I think we'll have listened to the weather forecast. We might be hitting 50 by Saturday.
Wow. Yeah, and I noticed on my drive in this morning, it seemed like a lot fewer people were on the road. So, like you said, I think they are.
Their tires were frozen to the ground.
Well, and I think a lot of the schools across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have closed.
Right.
And so people are staying home. We do want everybody to try and conserve electricity, especially at peak hours, because there is a pretty high demand. This is, if you think about it, if this were the summer and it were 104, 105 degrees, and how we get peak demands on electricity, same thing is happening now. So conserve your electricity a little bit during those peak hours. It doesn't seem to be any problems out there, but it's always better to conserve now when you have the ability to do that.
Global warming, it is now, it is such, well, how cold is it? The old question, the day today is going to be better than it was yesterday. Pretty much you can count on that across the board. The polar vortex, global warming, the cold weather, that's where we are. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and we got a lot more of that. There's a lot more of that where that came from, or there's a lot more of this where that came from, or there's a lot more of that where this came from. Whatever, we got more for you regarding the weather, so it'll make you feel better during the day. I'm going to make you feel as bad as I can in this hour, so you'll feel better during the day. Don't you love my thinking? Does that make good sense? Feel terrible now.
Yes. Wonderful.
You can feel better later. 14 after on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
man,
I'm like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic with Boston beer.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. This is clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'd see if we can save your bacon or your butt in the cold weather department. Here is another excerpt from a talk radio program that we monitored, hosted by a fellow named John Williams, who talks to Dr. Jeff Hartwig here, who's a psychiatrist. They're in International Falls, Minnesota. And these are recommendations to help people continue to deal with this bitter cold.
What is it like in International Falls these days?
Well, it's just been going on and on. We didn't have the coldest spot in the nation. I think that was Embarrass again at 40 below. But we were, you know, pushing 30 below, at least up by my place. And with the wind chill, it's just that it's been relentless. And then even when it lets up, then we've been getting snowfall. So it's been very difficult, except for the hardiest of souls, to get out there and do anything.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny you mention that because it's how unrelenting it is. You know, 20 is a novelty. We had fun with it today. But what bothers me, say it was 3 degrees, say it was 23 degrees warmer, say it was 10 degrees. The fact that it just hasn't stopped being that cold since December 1st is what's wearing us down. It's the totality of it, you know?
Yeah. People are just hunkered down and, you know, waiting for Wednesday.
I know. That's like get out of jail on Thursday, maybe, which for you will probably be colder than it is still here. I mean, I'm at minus 12. I don't suppose you know what the current temperature in International Falls is, huh?
I suppose I could pull up my cell phone and figure that out. But it wasn't supposed to get up really above 20 below or so. I mean, as a high.
But there's a sense you just don't hear that often. By the way, currently in International Falls, it's minus 19.
Oh,
so you got that going for you. So congratulations, you're in the teens. Here's the thing, though. Last time we spoke, you said, well, but you need to be active. You need to attack this. So, you know, have an activity, get out of your house, get outdoors, do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing when it's 20 degrees below zero, you know?
Well, yesterday I went for a walk, bundled up. You know, people can, you have to be able to afford decent clothing, but I put on my Iceman packs. I put on a down jacket with a shell and a Mad Bomber hat and the whole nine yards. And sometimes I had to walk backwards because the wind chill was bad.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And then a couple buddies of mine from the ski club drove by. They just finished skiing, and I thought, you guys are certifiable.
Listen, the Star Tribune has on their website today video of people yesterday surfing Lake Superior up by Duluth.
Oh, man.
They put on water suits. I don't know what they did for their face, but you see them. There must have been 15 of them out there, and the waves were pretty good. It was windy, and they were surfing on Lake Superior. So how about that? There's attacking the cold.
That's impressive. I'm impressed.
That wins.
Just sort of staring it in the face and say, you're not going to get me down.
What's your story? We have some interesting stories on Facebook, other input coming in. The polar vortex has frozen the U.S. for the second day, and we'll have more of this just to excite you coming up. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Boy, Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
You're as cold as ice. Cold it is. How cold is it? Kenny, what do you have from facebook.com/good day?
Robin says it's 50 in Tucson this morning.
Congratulations, Tucson.
Glenda says 48 in Eugene, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Steve says it's 41 in Ketchikan, Alaska.
Ah.
And Jeanette says 31 in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah. Starting to Meredith yesterday down in Palm Beach County. It was in the 50s. Normally this time of year, certainly the 70s are in order. But again, it will change today, and hopefully it'll last so we can have some normalcy. From a radio program hosted by David Bloomquist, he and Paul Morgan talked to some of their callers about how they are dealing with this cold.
Good morning. How you doing?
It's minus 8 coming down 470 Hill.
Minus?
Heading towards the river.
Gotcha. Minus 8. How are you going to stay warm today? You have to work outside in this?
No, we're pretty much off today. I drive truck or hauling these well pads and stuff, and they pretty much ain't letting nobody out.
Well, you know what? You bring up well pads and talk about natural gas and everything else. This weather is wreaking havoc on oil production and hydraulic fracking, especially in North Dakota. All the way from North Dakota to Texas. It's wreaking havoc on the industry. So, yeah, enjoy your time off, my man.
Yeah, I will.
All right, we'll see you later.
Buddy. Have a good one.
Let's go to Jamie here. Jamie, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, good, buddy. What temperature do you have?
-5.
All right, where's that?
Pittsburgh, PA.
All right, -5. Do you have a day off today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you work outside, inside? I mean, tell me.
I actually drive water truck for the fracking industry.
Okay, there you go. So my story, yeah, hits home right then there. So you'll probably be off. When are these temperatures supposed to lift, Paul?
Not till tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, so Jamie, you think you'll have tomorrow off too?
I was already told, yeah, because we couldn't plug the trucks in because they're parked out on the pad, so the engines are probably frozen up.
All right, well, what are your big plans for your day off?
Sitting at home, staying warm.
All right, Jamie, enjoy yourself, all right?
Yeah, have a nice day.
All right, you too. So we're everywhere from -5 all the way to -17 so far.
Those people have to work outside.
Oh, I can't either. I mean, it would just, I don't know how you do it. Good morning.
Yeah, -10 in Mount Hope, Ohio, in Holmes County.
Man, -10. All right, so what are you going to do today to keep warm?
I work inside in an office.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
This is where you love being a white-collar kind of guy, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later. How you doing?
Just outside of Caddis, northwest side. It's minus 10.
Okay. You're not going outside today, are you?
No, darling. Harder than that.
You stay warm, hon, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so that's pretty much the overview. It's nice to hear from callers. Nice to have the input as to what people are doing. It was nice. Our turnaround on it was where it was warmer. Here's host Jay Weber talking about whether too much is being made over the cold weather.
I do have mixed feelings on this one. You start to see temperatures like this, and I don't blame people for just deciding, look, I'm just going to stay home, or I'm just going to do what I have to do and then get quite right home. But we've had an interesting reaction to this. I have not seen so many Wisconsinites hold up at home at one time. You get the little glimpses of this during the Packers game. If you go out during the Packers game and run some errands, no one's around. But otherwise, this is really unique. Everyone is just hunkered down. This is what most people have been doing over the last 2 days. I have no idea what rush hour looked like yesterday afternoon, but we didn't have much of one yesterday morning. And it wasn't just a matter of school buses not running. The traffic volume was down dramatically. When I went home, very few people on the streets or on the interstate. I stopped at the grocery store on the way home. Normally a good number of shoppers are there midday. Ghost town. Other than the staffers, there might have been 5 people in the store. No exaggeration. 1 cashier aisle was open. 1. And I don't mean the express lane was open and then one other aisle. There was 1 lane open. And I walked right up and started unloading the cart. It's like post-apocalypse America.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month's supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See?
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information that is conversational. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here as we put together stories that go beyond the polar vortex. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I think Michael missed out on that one, Kenny. Next on the Hit Parade today, the discussion this week about the new marijuana laws and the availability in Colorado of marijuana for recreational use. I never thought about it as recreation. I think of bowling as recreation. I think of golf as recreation. I think of boating as recreation. There's something about the reference to marijuana as recreational that's a little disturbing. By the way, I want to say hi to our new listeners in Honolulu. Hello. How do you do to the people listening in Fort Myers today and in Fresno and around Albuquerque and Allentown and Knoxville and El Paso, KTSM? Let's see, who else have we got that's around? The folks in Arkansas, how do you do? Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here, back to this discussion of marijuana, John Caldera talking about this new law in Colorado, which allows you, anybody, in fact, who's over 21, to buy marijuana.
This is a huge social change. The idea that if you live in Colorado, and if you're over 21, you can go to a store and legally purchase this plant, these leaves, these buds, and enjoy them. Now, some believe this will be the downfall of Colorado. I'm not so certain. Matter of fact, I believe this will start a wave around the country as more and more states try to emulate this. My history with illicit drugs, you could write on a 3x5 card, right? I tried it. It made me cough. That was basically it. Unlike a former president, I did inhale, and it wasn't pleasant. It was such a non-enjoyable way to bring in a mind-altering substance. I would much rather have scotch. I would much rather have a nice, smooth beer, a delicious glass of wine, but to each their own. So there you have it, my history. So I don't know that much about this culture, all right? I don't get it. I know potheads, and I'm talking about the guys who are potheads. Sit around all day eating Captain Crunch, watching television, and smoking dope. Seems like a terrible waste of a life, but hey, as long as they can pay their own bills, more power to them. But I also know a large amount of people who have been remarkably productive and recreational marijuana users. Will pot change Colorado? Yeah. Government will become addicted to the tax revenues if the high tax rate, and it is, I believe, too high, doesn't drive most of it underground.
888-302-3684, the story of the new Colorado marijuana, say it again, Doug, marijuana law is the subject of politics, a lot of politics behind the marijuana laws. Here's a radio host named Sterling Scheisler, who thinks, that really is his name, thinks more states ought to do what Colorado has done.
Colorado is doing something that I believe makes sense. They've legalized marijuana. They brought it above board. They've cut out the black market, at least to a great degree, and people in droves. They're even talking, saying that apparently they may run dry of the weed already in those dispensaries or pot shops. Or I don't know, you buy a pack of weed. I don't know exactly a pack of pot. I don't know how that works, like a cigarette, whatever. But they may run out. I'm just wondering, I mean, it's already known to be the largest cash crop in the bluegrass, is a different kind of grass in Kentucky. Why not embrace it, take it above board, and get some taxes, get some roads made, take care of business, improve those schools and everything else with the economy. We can have the vice of gambling in Ohio, and Indiana can embrace that as well. Meanwhile, Kentucky, across the river, can in fact have the marijuana. Is that a bad idea? People are already smoking. There's no shortage of it. Does it make sense, or is it crazy talk? I've talked to many people off the air as well as on in recent months and years talking about this because I think it makes great sense. They say now the states will fall one by one like dominoes once they see the revenue of it. But aside the idea of morality, a personal choice, and what I consider to be just an issue of liberty and freedom in true fashion, and just look at the dollars and cents of it, which is really what the nitty-gritty of it was that brought gambling to Ohio. It has brought gambling to many, many states where previously it was Indian reservations, those fenced-off lands and areas where people were getting the money back after years of oppression and pox-filled blankets and everything else, living in oftentimes undesirable places after our coming and, well, my people. Well, I don't know if it was my people. Other people coming and saying, hey, man, you're an Indian, even though you're not from India, and well, we like it here a lot, and we have a flag, so just go over there. Now, my assessment, take that as you will for the history of the country. The reality is it was Vegas, it was Reno, random places in Nevada, right? California then got a little gambling. Atlantic City's had some gambling. And then the rest of us were like, hey, let's go on a junket. Let's take a trip. That's the other thing about junkets, aside from the gaming issue. There will be people getting deals, aplenty, package deals. Hop a plane, get a hotel room, go to Colorado, hang out in Denver. Get high.
Make a little love. Get down tonight.
Yeah, did you see Spirit Airlines already has an ad campaign for that?
No.
Get mile high with special deals to fly to Denver.
So you can't smoke on the plane, though.
No, but once you get to Denver, you can.
Right. There's an incentive to get there. Wow.
Yeah.
Spirit is the airline I often say has no reason to exist. It is a horrible airline, but maybe this is a way of them getting some traction, getting a little business out to that part of the country. 20 minutes for the hour, 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on the new marijuana law. Let's wrap up our input from various radio programs. Here's Jimmy Barrett with Lori Kenny from the Denver Post. They talk about the results of the first week of sales of marijuana.
$1 million in sales for the first day sounds like pretty good business.
It is pretty
it's huge business. This is huge. You know, we've had medical marijuana here in Colorado. It was made legal in 2000, and the dispensaries really boomed around 2009. So that's been a pretty big business. But recreational is pretty much making medical just look like a drop in the bucket now.
Yeah. How do the prices compare to what you would pay for it on the street?
Yeah, I don't know about how about you pay on the street. I do know that, you know, we've seen the prices start out at a certain level the first day of sales. And some people were raising their prices, realizing that, you know, there's a lot of demand for this. I don't know about the street prices. I'm not really a smoker, so I don't know how about on the street myself.
That was a little bit of a test for you, Laura. Because if you could rattle off the street price, I'd know you were fibbing to me about the not using thing.
Giving him my dealer, you know, no. I don't know what the street prices are. I do know that the prices for medical and for recreational have stayed about the same, but the difference is in the tax structure. Taxable marijuana for medical is a lot lower, and for recreational, it's a 25% tax. 15% of that is excise tax, but then you have the local municipality taxes on top of that. So you end up paying a lot more for the recreational marijuana.
Now, as I understand the way the law works in Colorado, if you're a resident, you can get 1 ounce a day. If you're out of state, you can only get 1/4 ounce. So I'm guessing, again, I'm not a marijuana smoker either, so I don't know how much marijuana you go through or how many marijuana joints you can make with an ounce of marijuana, but it sounds like you're going to be going to the store fairly frequently if you're a heavy user, aren't you?
Well, you know, you can. And that's one of the things that's actually been something that has been a concern out here, is that state residents can get an ounce, but there really is no way to track. So I could go from store to store to store, and I can get as much as I want. Now, you're not supposed to do that. It's pretty much supposed to be self-regulated. But part of the law is that they can't track what you're buying if you're a recreational customer. It's just like going into a liquor store. You show your ID, you pick up your pot.
So,
an ounce of weed is actually a lot, but you'd be surprised. Some people can go through that fairly quickly. It also depends on if you're using it for cooking or anything like that. You know, that quantity can seem like a lot if you're smoking it, but if you're cooking, you may end up going through a little bit more.
Cooking with marijuana. That sounds like a new reality show, right? Cooking with marijuana. Starring, let's see, it would be good. Charlie Sheen would be good. He could do that, right? Who else could be a good star for Cooking with Marijuana?
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech, there we go. Right. 888-302-3684. All right. So let's have one conversation here. Let's see if I can make this work. Michael, I'm doing my best to fiddle around with this, and it does work. Bubba. Bubba. What's your real name? Never mind, Bubba. Who's Bubba?
That's the way my dad laid on me, man. It's like the boy named Sue.
But, really?
What about the cowbell, man? I've been out of your ear. Yes.
Like
I've
that?
Been in Nebraska for 2 years, man. I haven't been able to get your show. Anyways, you're doing some of the best reporting on the Colorado phenomenon. I'm going to add in a few more. Even Bubba's on my master's degree. But anyways, what's going on in Colorado? Let's just jump to the creation of that. That was done by referendum of the people of Colorado. There aren't that many stoners to have passed that. If you look at the numbers and those votes, there's a lot of people in all different segments that finally said, this makes more sense than wasting money. We can make money. That money that's rolling in now and inflating those prices, that's like jet setters, Aspen-type people are coming in, and they don't have to worry about getting entrapped in some paparazzi stuff, picking up, you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I agree with you 100%, frankly.
This is my prediction for Colorado,
yeah.
And this is what's going to draw states. In 2015, when the bean counters count up all the different things, one, violent crime and petty crime will be down. Two, unemployment will be down. There are going to be a lot of jobs created, good paying jobs. Three, tourism is going to boom in that state internationally. And four, I'm thinking about moving there from Ruska. but think of the coalition of those voters. And there's another voting thing that happened in Colorado recently that also intrigues me. The cooperation of the bipartisan of different interests in that state. That was when they tried to impose these really serious gun laws after the mass murder in the theater at the Batman show. And every one of those legislatures were recalled and voted out of office. Again, that's a statement of people coming together to tell government to step back. From the state government to the federal government, and the local sheriffs there are backing that movement, and I think people are going to like. And you know who would be a great host for that cooking show?
Yeah.
You, Doug.
Thank you. I'd be a great cooking host. All right, Bubba, I think you ought to get your own show there. Yourself. 888-302-3684. All right. Let's see. What have we not talked about that's been really hot this week? How about we have some time for gay marriage? That's something that has been on people's minds this week. The different states battling over the legality of gay marriage. Latest one is Utah. That's the last one. But this week, I think there's been a big to-do in Utah. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. 13 and a half for the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day for Wednesday, the 8th of January.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Tonight.
I cannot even conceive how you get charges dropped, released from jail, and put in charge of a unit.
I'm a changed man.
There are good cops and bad cops.
Can't do everything with a battering ram.
But I like it.
Detective Voight is a little bit of both.
I want to get out.
You have a future beyond this neighborhood. It's okay to want that.
Chicago PD. From Dick Wolf, executive producer of SVU and Chicago Fire. The premiere of Chicago PD after Revolution and SVU tonight on NBC.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Also, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. J.P. Morgan Chase agreeing to pay $1.7 billion to settle criminal charges against them for ignoring Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. The money is going to go to victims of his fraud. In the last, the way I figure it, in the last month, J.P. Morgan Chase has paid about $4 billion in fines. You see how much money these big banks are making that they can pay out for this kind of dough in fines because they're screwing their customers as badly as they are? There's probably not a worse bank. There's a challenge whether it's a Chase or a Citibank, but man, these guys, they're getting it where they deserve it, frankly, in the chops. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Lots of posts on the gay marriage issue since it has cropped up again in Utah. So I thought we ought to take a couple of excerpts from a few programs that we monitor around the country and see if we can get some sort of consensus. You're welcome to join us at 888-302-3684 or just to participate in your head if you would like to. Here's radio man Rob Hunter, who partners with Kerry Dozier. They talked about the legal process involved as these various states battle gay marriages.
Gay marriage is one step closer to being legal in the state of Arizona.
The plaintiffs and the plaintiff class are asking that the court reverse Arizona's ban on same-sex marriage. Right now, the state constitution prohibits same-sex marriage, the Arizona state constitution. We're asking in this lawsuit for the federal district court to strike those laws.
It said federal district courts have struck down laws in other states that have made gay marriage legal, or at least the process of. The latest is Utah. A judge struck down their ban on same-sex marriage. A whole bunch of gay couples got married. Then the Supreme Court put a stay on it. So they're in limbo. The same thing could happen here in Arizona, but, Kerry, the process is moving forward.
Tide has turned in a lot of states, and, you know, we saw Massachusetts, we've seen seen Washington, we've seen a series of states decide, you know what, we're okay with it. There are some towns in Arizona who are okay with it. Bisbee did so, and a couple of other towns have decided to do so. And so the question is, how long can you prevent same-sex couples from getting married? It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And so I think the state has to look at this and decide, do we want to spend money fighting something that's inevitable, that in 50 years or 25 years or 75 years or whatever, there's a big question mark on it, but will fall. And yeah. I think the answer is no.
There's 18 states that allow it, plus Washington, D.C., I think, at last check. So it's going to happen for all 50 states, probably by federal law at some point, that every state's going to have to allow it.
Then you'll have states say, no, we want to opt out because,
Fine. But, you know, but what's interesting is the process and how this is being played out, because obviously these two lawyers are suing on behalf of four gay couples, two of whom have adopted children. And one of the things that they're saying is that those couples don't have the same rights that you do as parents. So if you're two dads or two moms and you're in a loving relationship, what happens to custody of the children if you get divorced? Because technically under law, they can't be married, so the custody is whoever the one of the parents is.
By the way, I think that's kind of a straw man argument, because here's the thing. If you and I are in a relationship and we have two children, then we also don't have those same legal rights. So are we arguing on behalf of same-sex couples, or are we arguing on behalf of also the opposite sex couples who aren't married, who thus don't have those same things that go along with? You know what I mean? Are we going to make a special class of gay couples, which I also don't think that we should do. I think if two people share custody of a child, either their natural born child or their adopted child, they should be considered married in the eyes of the law because they have a common interest.
Yeah, if that's what we're going to call it, via state.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But this is also using the courts. You know, there are a couple of states, Arizona actually one of them, Texas another one, North Dakota another one, that are trying to challenge Roe versus Wade. The only way Roe versus Wade can be overturned is by a Supreme Court decision that reverses it. It's happened a couple of times. Supreme Court's changed its mind in the court's history. So that's what this is. This is designed to go back to the Supreme Court to challenge a federal law or any state law that bans two gay couples from getting married, or a gay couple from getting married. That's the whole idea, because you have to use the courts sometimes to force change.
All right, let's chew on that for a moment or two whilst we listen to another point of view from host Mike Broomhead, from whom we hear actually a good deal. He's got a good radio program, interesting sort of points of view and some common sense. Here he is talking to attorney Sean Aiken. Aiken represented four gay couples in Arizona who filed a lawsuit claiming the state's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional.
The idea of it being constitutionally illegal to exclude gay couples from marrying, I'm ready to say, and as shocking as it might be for a conservative radio station, listen, the government's got no business in the marriage business to begin with, and they should have the right to do that. My problem is this. Number one, if pastors or churches don't want to marry gay couples because it's against their faith, they shouldn't be forced to. But also, like we've heard in other parts of the country, if there are businesses that don't want to make the wedding cake or have the reception for the same kind of moral ground reason, they shouldn't be forced to either. If you have the freedom to marry, they should have the freedom to say, I just don't agree with it, take your business somewhere else.
Well, in this case, won't affect either one of those issues, Mike, the pastors of each church, the clergy, priests, they'll be governed by the rules of their own church. Nothing about this lawsuit will change those rules. This is a civil marriage case. And as far as the businesses go, that's an issue that's going to be taken up by the court and resolved by analogy, I think, with this healthcare case. So nothing about this lawsuit has anything more to do than say,
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.